This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montagne. There is a place where most of the bad economic trends sweeping the U.S. are turned upside down. Home values are up, foreclosures and unemployment down, and gas guzzlers are flying off the lot. We're talking Kansas, which has 23 times more oil wells than Saudi Arabia. Record oil prices coupled with soaring prices for grain have sparked a dramatic economic reversal there. Frank Morris of member station KCUR reports.
Until recently, times were tough on the Great Plains. Thousands of farms went bust, whole communities withered. But Jerry Marmy, whose dealerships flank both sides of the highway running through Great Bend, Kansas, says sales are way up, especially for big, fully loaded trucks.
This is the Dodge half-ton quad cab with the Hemi and a four-wheel drive, and this is one of our better sellers, or one of our best sellers.
Quite a few of these trucks are being purchased by small businessmen, like the ones meeting recently here in Hays, Kansas. A jazz quartet is playing for a lot of happy people at this meeting of the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Association. Most of the men here look more like farmers or factory workers than oil company executives. There actually aren't any big oil companies in Kansas, just a bunch of guys, mainly guys, like Dick Schremer, who've clung to the business.
If it was any better, I'd have to be twins.
Some 44,000 wells with bobbing pumps that look a little like rusty pterodactyls dipping over for a drink dot the Kansas landscape. A typical well here slurps up just a little over 2 barrels a day. That's 2,000 times less than the average well in Saudi Arabia. When oil was $9 a barrel a decade ago, Schremer says it cost a lot more to wring it out of these stingy Kansas wells than it was worth on the open market.
There was no light at the end of the tunnel. So you just hung on and hoped something would happen.
As oil prices climbed, they pushed up the price of corn, which can be distilled into ethanol. Naturally, farmers planted more corn, driving up the price of other crops. Meanwhile, the falling dollar has supercharged farm exports. All this has led to unprecedented good fortune for guys like Leo Dortzweiler, a third-generation Kansas farmer with oil on his land.
It is unbelievable, yes. But, you know, the average working man, their wages have increased tremendously, and they need to. But ours never kept up with that, but now it is just the other way.
Back in Great Bend, mechanics are working in a big, bright, new tractor repair shop. You'd never know it by looking, but Wally Straub, who owns this dealership, almost went broke back in the 1980s.
Agriculture right now is very good. The winds are blowing from a different direction, finally.
Straub says his biggest problems these days are finding enough people to hire and keeping up with demand for all the huge, expensive tractors, combines, and farm implements he sells.
You know, we've got little farmers that never used to be able to dream of maybe buying a new piece of equipment. Everything they had to buy is old and used. And some of these guys today are buying a new piece of equipment again. You know, with the price of grain, they can afford to do it.
Little towns like Great Bend rise and fall with the fortunes of farmers and oilmen. A couple of decades ago, about a quarter of the houses here for sale were in foreclosure. Some lost half their value. Now foreclosures are almost non-existent, and prices are up, while unemployment has sunk to about 3%. Still, many here with no connection to oil or farming continue to toil in low-wage jobs. Turning her weathered face into the hard, cold north wind, Ricky Rehouse stops for gas near the big truck dealership in Great Bend.
Well, I cut back a lot on some groceries. You know, I just buy just what I can afford. And as far as gas, I come in here about once every 2 weeks and fill up, and that's it.
Rehouse works in a grocery store. She says she once had land with crops and oil that had to sell out when times were tough.
And you see why I drive an old truck? I can't afford a new one.
What kind of truck is this?
This is a 1981 Chevy. She still runs pretty good.
Though not everyone is sharing in the prosperity from oil and agriculture here in western Kansas, it's hard to find anybody complaining about the disparity. Most are just thankful that the things produced in this patch of flyover country are, at least for now, in such high demand. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.